The Queen City Sisters are an all-female a cappella vocal group performing songs from the 1930s through the 1960s. On Friday, March 9th, they will perform at Flamingo Haven Antique Mall, just off of I-75 at Spring Grove Avenue. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Queen City Sisters founder and arranger, Edie Dreith. Edie, welcome and thanks for stopping by.
Hello, Elaine. I'm so glad to be here.
Queen City Sisters began singing together around 2013. What gave you the idea to form an a cappella vocal group?
The three of us are all classically trained singers, and we were actually in a Baroque ensemble together. So we would sing passages, the three of us, and everyone would comment how well we blended, and we all had the same vowel placement, things like that. A couple of us had done 1940s music before, big bands or, you know, in high school. And I just kind of looked around and I said, wouldn't this be fun? We're ready made. We have the three parts. And so I just kind of started that little journey and they just kind of went, okay. So it's been a wonderful journey since then. I will say over the years, the biggest thing that I have enjoyed most is gathering more sisters. We actually have nine now. We perform in trios, three at a time. But because of the scheduling and our lives, we are able to bring in other wonderful, fabulous singers that are all classically trained. We're school teachers and we are church organists and things of that nature. So some people are available sometimes, some people are not available. And so that's really what is keeping the group alive for the last couple of years.
And that blend, that's really the magic component, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Is that something you're born with or can it be taught?
I think that as a singer, there are certain structures in your head, you know, your voice, that kind of give you a little bit of an edge, a natural edge singing-wise. But the technique of the 1940s, that's something we practice. Just like we practiced our classical music in the opera or in Baroque music, you have to practice that technique for the 1940s music. And I will say, if we do have another singer join our group, that's the first thing I tell them. You've got to smile. It's almost exactly the opposite of how you would sing an earlier piece of music. You've got to smile and, you know, the vowels or the structure is so much different than classical music. But at the same time, it's almost like a relief. If you are a professional singer and you sing a lot of classical music, to be able to stand up there and snap and sway and wink and dance around, it's a lot of fun. And that is a large part of our performance, just having fun.
And of course, a lot of those 40s vocal groups were actual siblings, the McGuire sisters, the Andrews sisters, and that's kind of a genetic thing that they are blessed with.
You got it. Facial structures are much the same. Their accents are the same. They grew up in the same household. They had unlimited rehearsal time. So we have to approach it a little differently. You know, you have to set up good rehearsals. You have to be concise and brief and get a lot done in a short amount of time.
And you might not be sisters by birth, but you've named your group sisters, so you're adopted siblings.
Absolutely. And we're good friends. We do have a lot of
fun.
That's important. And we're all women. And so there's a lot of rewards with that. There's a lot of difficulties with that. But we are really doing this ourselves, and that's unique.
Edie, you are the arranger of the harmonies. Is that by choice or by default?
I'm so glad you asked that, Elaine. When we started, I thought, oh, I'll just find arrangements. I'll just buy the copies of the music and no. Because we decided to stay a cappella. There are no instruments with us except a pitch pipe. And there is no music for three-part a cappella 1940s music. None. So I had to make a choice and I got out my staff paper and my pencil like I did in college. And I did four songs first and we performed those and it was all right. So over the years, that has truly become one of my favorite things to do. You have to do all the parts. You have to be the percussion. You have to be the trumpets. And you have to write it in a way that a singer can sing it and that we can make it work, make it look easy, but it's really not. But I will say that also is one of the unique things that we bring.
I'm talking with Edie Dreith of the Queen City Sisters, the founder of the group, the arranger of the music, and I'm assuming the chooser of the songs.
We actually do have a couple of other sisters who do arranging, and we recently bumped up our song list, so meaning we have some new songs cycling in, and we just did a 1950s and 60s song list. I'm so excited about that. And so if we're ready to add something new, if we find a song that we really love that we want to do, I went to Blink this past fall downtown, and the Rosemary Clooney mural on Liberty and Pleasant, we sang for that dedication ceremony, by the way. Nick was there. It was adorable. But anyway, the mural had movie projections of Rosemary Clooney, and she was singing Sway, like one of her signature songs. We didn't have that on the song list. I went home that night. I checked out the book from the library. I wrote down the melody line, and I arranged it for us.
And you do a lot of themed performances, correct?
Well, it depends on what it is. I love a little section of our song list I call the local legends. So we do Rosemary and Doris Day and some of the McGuire sisters songs, you know, because Cincinnati is such a wonderful treasure trove of songs of this era. I mean, here we are in this wonderful Renaissance, and to kind of tap into that greatness that was here before and to be a part of it again, it's truly an honor, and we're having good times.
And next up, on March the 9th, it's a performance at the Flamingo Haven Antique Mall. That's kind of a new place, right?
Yes. I think they've opened in the last couple of years.
That's located where?
It's actually closer to Mitchell, if you know where Spring Grove Avenue and Mitchell meet. And so it's around the corner, back tucked away behind the auto parts store or something like that on the corner. But this is a friend of mine. She's actually a mother of a student with my daughter at the School of Creative and Performing Arts. And I love the store. We did a photo shoot there a year ago, and they just opened the back warehouse. The front part's all the cute little glasses and picture frames and just awesome, really eclectic things. But now they have this huge back space with the big tables and the armoires and the hanging lamps. And, you know, it's gorgeous back there. So we're going to rearrange a little bit of stuff back there. And we're going to perform a little, you know, set, take a long intermission, and we'll finish it out from there.
It's starting about 7 o'clock on the 9th of March. It's a Friday night.
Yes.
That is the Flamingo Haven Antique Mall, funky, kind of fun warehouse setting. You get all kinds of vintage things and hear some live music when you're there. Edie, what do you do when you're not on stage?
First and foremost, I'm a mom. I have two wonderful children. They're reaching high school age at Walnut Hills and SEPA. I also teach preschool music. I teach two-year-olds. So we do shakers and stories and songs at Baldwin Music over in Hyde Park. I'm also kind of the events coordinator at Calvary Episcopal Church in Clifton. They call it Calvary Community. So I cram it all in whenever I can, right? But as a musician, you find yourself patchworking.
Well, what's in the future for the Queen City Sisters?
Well, I have to tell you, this year is going to be amazing. There are a lot of plans in the works. One of the things that I'm excited about, not only the new venues that we're performing in, we're trying to reach unique places. Like, who sings in an antique store? We do. And we're going to be singing in the Northside Tavern come April 11th. So I'm trying to find these really unique places that 1940s music fits. In mid-March, we start up again on the Cincinnati Dinner Train. And that's where we're mostly known. We sing there every Saturday night. They actually bought us a new entertainment car. It's got a stage with our logo on it and seating and a back bar. It is gorgeous. So Brian and Bill have done a wonderful job. And so that runs all year.
Well, we'll be happy to link you to all of the Queen City Sisters activities through our website, WVXU.org. You've heard of the 4-H Club. The Queen City Sisters are members of the 3-H Club, Harmony, History, and Heart.
Oh, I love that.
Edie Dreith leads her merry band of singers performing music from the great songbooks of the 30s, 40s, and now 50s and 60s. On March the 9th, the sisters will sing at the Flamingo Haven Antique Mall at 7 o'clock. Edie, thanks for stopping by.
A pleasure.
You can get the link with lots more information at WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.